The Lady Cats soccer team had their season end abruptly Friday night in a 1-0 road loss at Hallsville that dropped them into fifth place in the district standings. Lady Cats soccer coach Jesus De Leon, who is joined by assistant coach Joel Bailey on the KSST and Channel 18 Saturday Morning Coaches Show, discussed the loss to Hallsville.
We knew a couple of weeks ago that it was going to come down to the last week, based on a lot of what would happen in our game and other games. And, unfortunately, things just didn't fall into place for us. The girls played their heart out. They played it was a back and forth game. Abby Hale had a fantastic game. A little bit of a bounce back game for her, because I thought she struggled a little bit in that T-High game. And so she was fantastic. Of course, the seniors, played their heart out, looking to extend the season, and all their teammates really gave them a lot of support. The rain started at a halftime, and we just kept going and created opportunities, and right there we were dealing with a little bit of one of our players had picked up a suspension in the last game, and then in that game the replacement player was hobbling at halftime pretty bad, and she was putting up a very brave front, and she's like, no coach, I'll go in. And I was like, and so that created another change, and eventually things like that catch up to you, and we got a penalty kick, which still was, I don't, if a defender can't slide tackle in that situation, then I guess you can't do it in high school. So they called a penalty kick, and they converted it. We still had over 20 minutes to go, and we continued battling on, and it just didn't happen. And it was a really good season, and we saw a lot of great seniors that have put a lot of hard work and a lot of time into our team. I see them go out, and couldn't be more proud of Grace Grafton and Esmeralda Sanchez and Kinsey Irving, Hattie Schultz, Star Resendiz, the end of their time.
Miranda.
And Miranda Pierce. Yeah, since Miranda's playing in college, I don't think of it as her last game. I guess I should, but still, that doesn't preclude that I should thank her for everything she's ever done for the Lady Cat soccer.
KSST Sports.